The trader glanced humorously at the two flabby hands that had been named as his possible executioners then and there, and said, "Your wisdom, you are wrong on three counts. First, I am not a creature of the viceroy come to test your loyalty. Second, my gift is something the emperor himself in all his splendor does not and will never possess. Third, what I wish in return is very little, a nothing, a mere breath."
"So you say."
He descended into heavy sarcasm. "Come. What is this imperial donation that your godlike power wishes to bestow upon me? Something the emperor doesn't have, eh?" He broke into a sharp squawk of derision. Mallow rose and pushed the chair aside. "I have waited 3 days to see you, your wisdom, but the display will take only 3 seconds. If you will just draw that blaster whose butt I see very near your hand, eh? And shoot me, I will be obliged."
"What?"
"If I am killed, you can tell the police I tried to bribe you into betraying guild secrets. You'll receive high praise. If I am not killed, you may have my shield." For the first time, the tech man became aware of the dimly white illumination that hovered closely about his visitor, as though he had been dipped in pearl dust. His blaster raised to the level, and with eyes asquint in wonder and suspicion, he closed contact. The molecules of air caught in the sudden surge of atomic disruption tore into glowing, burning ions and marked out the blinding thin line that struck at Mallow's heart and splashed. While Mallow's look of patience never changed, the atomic forces that tore at him consumed themselves against that fragile, pearly illumination and crashed back to die in midair. The tech man's blaster dropped to the floor with an unnoticed crash. Mallow said, "Does the Emperor have a personal force shield? You can have one." The tech man stuttered, "Are you a tech man?"
"No."
Then where did you get that?"
"What do you care?"
Mallow was coolly contemptuous. "Do you want it?" A thin, knobbed chain fell upon the desk. "There it is." The tech man snatched it up and fingered it nervously.
"Is this complete?"
"Complete."
"Where's the power?"
Mallow's finger fell upon the largest knob, dull in its leaden case. The tech man looked up, and his face was congested with blood.
"Sir, I am a tech man, senior grade. I have 20 years behind me as supervisor, and I studied under the Great Blur at the University of Trantor. If you have the infernal charlatanry to tell me that a small container the size of a walnut, blast it, holds an atomic generator, I'll have you before the Protector in 3 seconds."
"Explain it yourself, then, if you can."
"I say it's complete."